Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and on this first segment, we have Matt Tritton with us here. As Coach Wright will be joining us here in just a little bit, we also have as a guest tonight the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Lance Tatum. He'll be joining us as well on the show. So that's all coming up on In the Trenches tonight. Again, I mentioned with us on the outset here is Matt Tritton. Matt, big weekend coming up. You've got Fort Hays State coming in for the matchup on Saturday night, and it's an evening game, something that we don't see normally during the regular season except on Thursday nights, but they're going to have a Saturday night evening matchup at Bearcat Stadium, and that'll be really a fun atmosphere.
You know, the weather for it should be absolutely terrific. You're right. We typically only see those on Thursdays and in the playoffs. So to get a Saturday night home football game for Northwest Missouri State, it's going to be a lot of fun. A great opponent coming to town. Fort Hays State, of course, coming in at 2-0. They got a good win over Missouri Western last week. So this is a Bearcat football team. Obviously, is 0-2, but a chance to really kind of kickstart things against the Tigers this weekend.
And that'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 5 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as well as the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Lance Tatum. That's coming up right after this timeout. And again, we are broadcasting from A&G Restaurant in Maryville on In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and joined by president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Lance Tatum. And for both of you, thanks a lot for being here tonight. We've got a great night to be out on the patio here at A&G.
A beautiful night here in Maryville, Missouri.
It really is. And Dr. Tatum, thanks for being with us on the show.
John, excited to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
And we were talking with Matt just at the outset here about kind of a special night coming up Saturday evening with Bearcat football, a night matchup, and something we don't see normally except maybe playoff time or that opening game of the year on a Thursday night at Bearcat Stadium. But Rich got an opportunity to play a Saturday night game at Bearcat Stadium.
Yeah, you know, that was something that Andy and I talked about, just trying to see if could create a little excitement, you know, on a Saturday night here in Maryville. So we're looking forward to the opportunity.
And I believe you have to go back to maybe the early 70s, back when it was in Rick and Broad Stadium, I think, when they had some night games during the regular season. This is a little bit before my time, which is hard to believe.
But yeah, that is hard to believe.
Contrary to opinion, I wasn't here when Henry Iba was head coach of the basketball team. But I think they had took down the light standards at that time due to some health or some safety issues with it at the time. But since they put the new lights up, well, we haven't had a Saturday evening game here. So
really, I guess I hadn't paid any attention to it. I guess we played on Thursday nights,
yes.
But yeah, Saturday night, gotcha.
And Dr. Tatum, talk a little bit about the Saturday evening coming up too, and what you think that means for Bearcat football.
Yeah, no, I think it's exciting to play on Saturday here at home, anytime on Saturday at home. The fact that it's an evening game, I think that adds a little bit of uniqueness to it. I'm new to Maryville, new to Northwest, so to me it feels like a regular occurrence, but now I know that it's not something that is done often. So, you know, I'm excited about it. It just feels a little bit more intimate when you get under the lights. It seems like the crowd gets a little bit more into it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and as far as coming into Northwest Missouri State, you're over a year now as the president of the university. Just your impressions of football on Saturdays at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, I say this all the time. The Saturday environment around football is outstanding. I think that I come from a part of the country where college football is a special event, and I don't think I've ever been associated with something that is any better than what you find here on Saturday. The Northwest Missouri State fans are into this sport. They're into this team. They support it extremely well. They come out before the game. They tailgate. I mean, the environment is really it is fantastic.
And I think before that season opener a couple weeks ago on Thursday night, I was over the stadium about noon or so trying to get some things set up. I look over in that back parking lot, and there's some RVs that have been, spent the night there just getting ready for it. And that's taking it to a new level there, I think.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. People are getting to the tailgate areas early. John, I can't believe you were there at noon. I bet you were there probably more like 9 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. So even if they were there then, I think that's fantastic. But, yeah. No, I mean, it's a great environment. I mean, there's no way to describe it other than that, and I think that helps when you talk about our football program. I think certainly everybody wants to know that they're supported. So, yeah, no, I think it's fantastic.
And, again, Dr. Tatum, I know a lot of people know your background, but you're coming to Northwest Missouri State from Troy University. As among your different duties there at one time was a faculty athletic representative for Troy.
That's right. I had the great fortune of serving in that role for 8 years. It actually occurred during the time that Troy was transitioning from Division I AA to Division I, so I had a lot of opportunity to travel around the country and watch football in some of the major football stadiums here and there. So, yeah, in fact, today had an opportunity to sit down with Dr. Hoyman and Dr. Rhonda Beamer, who is our current faculty athletic representative, and just really talked about the athletic department, her role, and how she supports what we do at the university.
And, Rich, I know we've talked about this in the past, too, just the importance of not only athletics but the football program in Northwest kind of being that window to the – actually the door to the university from that standpoint where it's right. A lot of people's first exposure to Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, you know, that's something that's, you know, been so special about my time here. And, you know, from the time that Coach Churchman – I guess I was here a year after Coach Churchman got here in 95 and 96 as a GA till when he brought me back in 2004, I think that it's the relationship between the community and the university. You know, and I've been a few other places in my career, and it's just the fidelity between the two is such a fantastic experience. And it's not just our campus community, but it's the local people as well. Well, and then it's the fact that the alumni and former players come back in droves, and I think it just it adds to the specialness of what Northwest Missouri State is all about.
And Dr. Tatum, you might talk about that as well, just the importance of athletics on a campus the size of Northwest.
Yeah, you know, I think that athletics is a part of the university. It's not perhaps the part that you know that we see all the time. Because I think when you come onto campus, you really are looking at students, you're looking at what's happening in and around campus. But I think that the athletic program is the one aspect of our university that travels off campus and represents us. I'm always very proud to hear the way in which our student athletes represent the university when they're competing at other schools and at other venues. You know, it's part of how we brand the university. It's an important element in terms of what people recognize when they see the university. When you talk about Northwest, it was not unlike when I first became associated with the university. Before I even arrived, I heard about Northwest. I knew about Northwest. But what I was told about Northwest was its athletic prowess, right? The success it's had in the past. And so, you know, you have to pay attention to that. We have to mind what we're doing in athletics, make sure that we make good decisions. We've talked a lot about funding over the last year and a half, and what we need to do to make sure that we stay competitive on the field. But, yeah, I mean, it's an important part of what we do at Northwest. People expect us to compete at the highest level. We want to make sure that we do everything we can to make sure that happens.
And one of the things you mentioned there, too, that I think you see more at the Division II level, at least we feel like you do anyway, is the student-athlete part of the issue here. And I know looking at Rich's roster, you go down, put my notes in every before the season started on a lot of things, MIAA scholar-athlete, MIAA scholar-athlete. You just go down the list of how not only do they spend a lot of time on the football field, but Rich, you bring in a lot of guys that really excel in the classroom as well.
Yeah, I think it's you know, when we're in the recruiting process, I think it's indicative of the type of person that we're trying to get here. It's you know, it's easy to go out and be motivated in front of 10,000 people. You know, what are you doing behind the scenes day in and day out? And a lot of times for us, academics can give us a glimpse into what the kid's DNA is as far as what he's going to be like, not just on the field, but with all the work that it takes to actually be able to play here.
And it's not only just football, Dr. Tatum, too. You look at the other sports on campus, and it's you see the same thing with the rosters that the rest of the coaches put together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I've had a chance to be around Mike Racy quite a bit over the last year and 3 months. We talk a lot about the student-athlete model at Division II. I think that's what makes Division II so special, and I think that's what's the foundation of what the NCAA sees Division II as. We bring kids in. Some of these kids are going to make it into the next level. They're going to play professional sports, but a lot of them are going to go out. They're going to be great teachers. They're going to be great accountants. They're going to work in their communities. You know, and part of what Rich and I have talked about in the past is that, you know, he's building young men who are going to go out and going to be great fathers. They're going to be great husbands. And so that happens up and down the way. Our other sports, you know, we certainly want to make sure that the student-athlete experience is all that it can be, because we know at the end of that may be the last time that they play softball or the last time they play tennis. And so, yeah.
And one thing, too, I know Rich and I have talked about in the past as well, is it's a great, I guess, a ladder for getting out and getting that first job out, because there's so many that have gone through the program that kind of got on the in the job market and know what's coming up, and then get another great avenue for hiring Northwest Missouri.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we've been able to do is we actually, I guess one of the nice things about being here so long is we've created a spreadsheet of former players that are in different industries. And so as our kids go through their academic experience, we start to make connections. So as those guys are back in town, and I've got a business major, maybe wanting to major in sales, if Jake Soy's in town, you know, he works for Stryker Endoscopy, or, you know, I've got Caleb Dorman that's up working for Bear. A lot of our ag kids, I've connected with him. And so anytime you can kind of make those connections with guys that have been successful in the professional world, it kind of gives our kids a leg up.
You know, one thing, too, just looking at Jackie, you've got on here with the Bearcat paw on there, that you see for the fandom for Northwest, too. When you just drive around, say, Kansas City, you can't go down to Kansas City and not be passed by a car or see another vehicle that's got that Bearcat paw on it.
I'll go you one better. I get the great opportunity to travel across this country and visit alumni and donors. I've been in Atlanta and have met Northwest alumni who see the Bearcat paw on my shirt. I've been in California. So, yeah, I mean, it's not just what happens here in Missouri and in Kansas City and across the state, but it extends well beyond that.
Yeah, just kind of the importance of athletics and just the exposure that it gives to the university.
Absolutely.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Angie Restaurant in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV-KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV-KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches. We are broadcasting live from A&G out on the patio this evening. Just a great night for the show here, as we have with us the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Lance Tatum. And coming up this Saturday night, it's Fort Hays State out at Bearcat Stadium. We talked about it being a night game. But one of the things, too, that is coming up, it's Military Appreciation Night. And, Rich, I really feel like you've done through the years a fantastic job of just not only honoring the military for that evening, but just with the players and the importance of service with the players every year.
Yeah, we try and engage our kids into that, whether it be in the community or, you know, off campus, out in their communities, whatever we can do. But there's also always a special piece of our entire pie, so to speak, that we want to recognize the service members, you know, whether they be first responders, whether they be, you know, our fire and police department, or they actually be military personnel. And we try and make it as personal for the kids as possible. So each year we do different things, and this year it kind of happened by circumstance. Andy talked to me the other night that we were going to be practicing, and there was a 9/11 walk last night in the stadium, and, you know, they asked about having the Jumbotron on, and it's a little different. I'm not going to lie about that, but it created some great talking points. And with it being Military Appreciation Day, you know, our kids The only thing I can liken it to is my parents talking about the day Kennedy was assassinated. I mean, I remember exactly where I was at the day that the first plane hit the towers, and you know, so I pulled my kids together, and they're still walking on the stairs, and I said, First question I was like, how many of you were alive when this happened? And there were three or four. And I said, do you understand what these people are doing? And they said, yeah, they're walking the number of flights that, you know, the first responders walk to try and get to the people to save them. And it just created a great discussion. So anytime I think you can do that, and we always have things where we try and get our kids to call home. And this has been a new experience for our young guys is, you know, find somebody that served and call them up and ask them, what was it like? What was your experience? Because you know who Uncle Joe is, but you don't know that maybe he served in Vietnam or he was in Afghanistan or, you know, wherever, Iraq, wherever else, you know, the military takes you in your time of service. So it creates new relationships even within their family.
Yeah, and I think what's neat about that, it's more than just putting on a camouflage jersey that some schools do or just something like that. It really makes it personal for the athletes.
Right. That's the hope is, you know, we've done things with logos and stuff like that. And, you know, there's so many people that just have all these uniform combinations and it's about having the uniform. No, it's about what the uniform represents. And that's what's important to us.
And Dr. Tatum, also just from the standpoint of the university, too, I think they've done a great job, too, of just going hand in hand with the military and even going back to World War II and some of the things with, the Navy Room at Bearcat Stadium kind of honors the program that came through then. But that's been an important partnership through the years.
Yeah, I think Rich hit it just right on the head. I think, you know, service to country, service to others. I mean, it's an important part of what we want to recognize. I think that certainly there's lots of opportunity across the year to recognize people that have contributed to the success of this country. Military Service Day, I mean, it's a special day for us. The university is very friendly to the military. We are very patriotic in this part of the country. It's special to me, and I think they do a great job of honoring that.
And just going on beyond what's taking place this Saturday with the Military Appreciation Day, one of the I think the great things with the football program too is about every home game there's something special going on. You've got Military Appreciation Day coming up this Saturday in a couple weeks. It's a family weekend, sure. And football very plays a big role around that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the university does a great job of throughout the season theming Saturdays. It helps to bring people in, but it also helps us to honor those different support groups that we have. You mentioned Military Appreciation. I get the great honor of firing the cannon off.
No way.
Before the game. I've never shot a howitzer before. Everyone better watch out because, you know, my aim may be too well. But, yeah, no, I think they are special. Family weekend is just a really special time for the university. You know, we've got freshmen who have been here for several weeks, a month, maybe one of the first times they've had a chance to have their family on campus during the semester. It's exciting. Homecoming's coming up. This is the 100th year of celebrating homecoming at Northwest, and there's a lot that's being planned through our Alumni Association. That'll be a big rallying point for that Saturday game as well. So, yeah, do a great job with honoring groups throughout the year.
Hey, you had a chance to experience your first homecoming at Northwest last year.
Yeah, it was, and, you know, Jill and I come, again, like I said, from a part of the country that takes football really seriously, but I don't know if I've ever seen a homecoming done as well as I saw last year at Northwest. The enthusiasm, the participation, the parade was wonderful. We get a front row seat at the Gaunt House to watch it come by, and then we finish it up with the game that afternoon.
And Rich, too, that's something that's special for, I think, Northwest Missouri State. Just I know it's always a little bit of a distraction to a certain degree with the players through that week, but you guys have always done a great job keeping them focused in on things.
Yeah, you know, we've got one job during the week, but you know, it's part of what makes the whole experience special. It's the involvement of the fraternities and the sororities doing the floats. It's the people coming back for the parade. It's everything that goes with it that creates the experience. You know, I'll give you another one, and we're, you know, it really doesn't tie in, but it just came to my mind. How about the Bearcat Marching Band? Yeah. I mean, the BMB and how phenomenal they are and how hard they work at what they do. And, you know, it just all adds to the game day atmosphere and what people think of when they think of coming back into Maryville and going to a football game or really any event on our campus.
Yeah, boy, you talk about the marching band, just the numbers that they have are just incredible for a school this size. And when we go on the road, you see, well, just last week's an example. I mean, they were a fine band up in Nebraska Kearney, but the numbers, they just didn't have the numbers that you see at Northwest. And it's just impressive what they're able to do.
It is. You know, Dr. Katie Strickland does a wonderful job with our B&B. It has a great reputation in terms of collegiate band. Students come here specifically to play in that band. And so, yeah, we're really proud of what they do. And Rich makes a great point. I mean, it's part of the experience, having the band at the games, in the parade. It really does add to the atmosphere. And it gives us a chance to recruit kids who want to be in the marching band and go to a university.
I like what you do with your team, Rich, as well, after the games, where you go over and just kind of salute them a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that's something that when I was growing up, I'd always seen on TV. There were certain schools that did that. And, you know, this was, I can't remember, probably 4 or 5 years ago. And we hadn't done that in the past. And they were, you know, I just remember all the playoff games that they went to and the national championships and the, you know, rain or shine, you know, the atmosphere. Every day I'm outside practicing, I can hear them. And so it's just, you know, it just seemed right. You know, it just, that's part of what Northwest and Maryville is all about, right? It's family, it's community. And so we just started a deal where I talked to the team and I said, hey, after every home game, we're going to go acknowledge, you know, those people sat in those stands for 3 hours for us. We're going to go acknowledge the hard work that they put into it, you know, every day of the week as well. And they were all really receptive to it. They loved the band. I can tell you, Coach Boswick Sr., when I was a GA here in 1995, and actually it was 96, and he says to me, he goes, now, right before you get your job, the one thing you got to make sure of is that they've got a good marching band. Because you know, if they've got a good marching band, then they probably got a good football program. So I'll never forget that.
That's good advice.
Well, yeah.
That's good advice.
He gave good advice on a lot of things.
He gave a lot of advice on a lot of things. I'm not going to tell you all of it was good. But.
No, and I know the officials appreciated his advice from game to game.
Oh, yes, they always really liked him.
You know, you talked a little bit earlier about meeting and kind of looking at the future of college athletes at the Division II level, and there definitely is a changing landscape than when really first got involved.
Yeah, I have the opportunity to be a part of the conversation at the CEO level. I think there's a lot happening in the NCAA. You know, I think for years we've talked about what potentially could happen that could really change the nature in which we compete in college athletics. And I think we're starting to see that. NIL has been, you know, has had a significant impact on how athletics is managed. I think the transfer portal has had a significant impact. I know that there's a lot of conversation at the NCAA about how they can rein some of this in. The court case did not have a favorable
no, it
decision
did not.
Last week, and so I think they're going back to the drawing board. The money is serious. You know, I think the settlement offer was $4.86 billion to try to resolve that. I think what we're going to end up having to talk about is it time to really come together and talk about a reshuffling of what the divisions look like? You know, lots of schools who moved up find themselves in kind of a resource-strapped position, and competing is difficult. And so is there a way that we might be able to create a bridge between what is Division I at that lower tier and what is Division II, and what would that look like? I think it'd be a great discussion. Mm-hmm. They could talk about the expansion of the regional organization of what Division II looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, there are conferences, particularly those in the Southeast, that are struggling mm-hmm. to get enough membership to fill out a football season schedule. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the next probably 2 years are going to be really interesting to see which way this thing goes.
You know, and I think when a lot of that first came down, most of the people were talking about its impact on Division I, and I don't think really thought sure. of the ramifications of what right. goes down to Division I and down to Division II and so forth.
No, I think you're right. I mean, there's some trickling down that occurs. Some of it is good. Some of it is difficult. I think that the MIAA is a strong conference. And that's one of the things I'm really proud of. When I talk to my colleagues who are at the Division II level who are really struggling from a conference standpoint, this is a solid conference. Mike Racy does a great job as conference commissioner. I think that, you know, there's going to be opportunities in the future to see what our configuration may look like. Who do we invite into the league? You know, my position has been pretty clear. You know, we need to be looking seriously at football schools that are going to add to the strength of our schedule. And then, you know, this whole regionalization of championships. I mean, I have heard from our head coaches the challenge that is faced there. You know, I've seen it firsthand last year. I think that we've got to come up with a model that is not so cost-driven but is more competition-driven. Right. That allows us to kind of move out of Region 3 into some other first-round bracketing opportunities where, you know, we're not having to play the same people we've competed with all season.
It really, from my standpoint looking at it, and I may be completely wrong on this, but you see the money that's coming into the NCAA from the TV contracts, in particular the basketball contract, and it doesn't seem like that money really trickles down much past Division 1, where they've got some money at the upper levels there that perhaps they could share a little bit. Better.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just really simple as how they're structuring the budget, right? Mm-hmm. So Division II spends less on its championships than Division I or Division III.
Exactly.
And you know, my question is why? Yeah. Why are we not spending at least as much as what Division III is spending on championships? And you know, part of the collegiate experience for our student athletes is to be able to compete at that championship level. Mm-hmm. And we want to give them a chance to move beyond just the first round. And so I think that means, you know, looking at automatic qualifiers
right.
as part of the conversation. I think looking at the regionalization of the bracketing is part of that conversation. But in the end, there's got to be some freeing up of resources from the NCAA to support something a little bit different.
Yeah, because I really think it's been frustrating from a standpoint of Northwest and just the region that Northwest has been stuck in the last several years is get to that championship game in the region.
Well,
that's pretty much the championship game for the whole tournament there.
Well,
yeah.
when they reconfigured our region, and we used to be in with the Texas schools and out towards the RMAC, and when they reconfigured that whole thing this last time, I mean, if you just go and look, you know, what region has had the national champion in it. And, you know, you look at things like the Massey ratings and stuff like that, and, you know, the top, you know, the like six of the top 10 teams are all out of this region. And,
yep.
and we just bludgeon each other,
yep.
you know, to get to that next round. So, you know, back in 04 and 05, when we were playing, or excuse me, 05 and 06, when we were playing Grand Valley State in the national championship, we weren't meeting them till there.
Yep.
Now we're meeting them, you know, just to get out of the round of 16.
Yeah, and it just, there's got to be a better way to do this. So.
Well, and, you know, I from an outside perspective coming in, you know, it is incredibly difficult to get to a national championship game. I mean, it is incredibly difficult. And when you add into that having to play mm-hmm. teams that are year in and year out ranked within the top 10 within your first two games, I mean, that's almost impossible at times. So I think there's the talk has begun. The NCAA has put together a Division II think tank group. We met the other day. I'm not on that group, but we met to talk about what they would discuss. Mm-hmm. We've got good representation from within the league on that group. And I hope they take it seriously. I hope they really do begin to look at how they can improve Division II so that we continue to exist long into the future. Because the way things are going now, you know, I don't know what the future is going to hold for the NCAA as a whole.
The one thing in talking to a lot of my cronies is just that, you know, they're – Division One made its, you know, made its deal where they're going to go with 105, right?
Yeah.
And but there's a trickle down to that, right? So there's so many schools that are actually in Division One. Can they afford to make that jump? And then you drop down to the FCS, and what does it look like for them? And so to Dr. Tatum's point, I mean, where does this now all reshuffle and fit and make sense, you know, budgetarily from an institution standpoint? And that's the thing, you know, I've got several friends in the Big Ten that have told me that basically the SEC and the Big Ten are going to create their own alliance, and they're going to invite in Notre Dame, they're going to invite in Clemson, they're going to invite in people like that, but that's going to be an entirely separate entity from what the rest of the college landscape looks like.
And I'm not sure that's a good thing. I don't know.
You
know.
I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah.
You think about back when I was young, yep. and you think about what happened to SMU when they lost their football program. I tell everyone they were just ahead of their time.
Right.
Because everything they got in trouble for is now legal.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about that. Well, Dr. Tame, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show tonight. We'll come back and finish up with Rich here, but it's been great having you on the show.
I appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
Again, that's the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Lance Tatum. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G Restaurant in Maryville as we wrap up in the trenches as we're with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, we talked about it a little bit earlier as Fort Hays State coming to town Saturday night, that 6 o'clock kickoff, and military appreciation night as well. When you look at this matchup coming up on Saturday night, what are some of the big keys to this?
You know, first and foremost, we gotta eliminate the mistakes that we shot ourselves in the foot with last week. We have to minimize those. Those include the penalties, the turnovers, things like that. We've got to be able to run the football. We have to establish a running game. We've been too one-dimensional as an offense the first two football games, and we just can't do that. Defensively, we gave up 234 yards last week, which is a pretty good day, but at the same time we give up points, and we've got to get those touchdowns into kicks. And, you know, a lot of those things have been self-inflicted.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate you being with us on the show tonight, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Sounds great.
That's the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and that's In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. We'll be back here again next Thursday evening at 6 o'clock with another program from A&G Restaurant.